Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
AMC, they're going to make three movies about Rick Grimes from The Walking Dead. And I don't know. AG, do you still watch it?
Yes. Can we address? Do you know what happened?
I know what happens because I've been reading up on
it. Oh, my God. So the whole thing for The Walking Dead, which I am the biggest mark for watching this show still. It's so stupid. The show sucks. And I still, I sit down every week and watch that show. Although I don't watch it on Sunday nights anymore. I watch it when it's convenient. But the whole premise of this season was Rick Grimes, last season on The Walking Dead. And they were doing like a countdown. 5 episodes left before Rick Grimes is gone forever. 4 episodes. 3, 2. Rick Grimes' last episode on The Walking Dead. So right before Rick Grimes last, and spoiler alert, if you're still like me watching this stupid ass show, you may want to turn your radio off if you like me wait too long to watch it because it's not that interesting. But so the show before Rick Grimes' last show, he falls onto a piece of rebar. It's like stuck through his guts, and there's a herd of zombies coming at him, and that's how the episode ends. So you start Rick Grimes' last episode. He takes his belt off. He throws it over another piece of rebar above him and pulls himself up by his belt off of the rebar. He's clearly terribly wounded, though. He keeps passing out, trying to get away from the zombies. He's having all these flashbacks of his life. And at the end of every flashback, they say, "Now wake up." And then he wakes up and the zombies are right on him and he's got to try to get away again. So eventually he blows up this stupid bridge and everybody thinks he's dead. The only person who finds him is the trash lady. And I don't even know her name. You know the lady that lived... Did you get that far into the series?
No, I ejected season 4.
Okay, John, did you? The lady who lived in the junkyard?
No, I think I ejected after season 5.
Okay. This lady, I can't remember her name. It's a stupid character. The first 2 seasons she was in the show, she talked with this really obnoxiously weird accent. Like, she kind of understood English, but wasn't educated enough to really pull it off. This season, she's completely articulate and well-spoken. Like, now that she's not living at the junkyard anymore. So she finds him, and she was going to... She's got some weird walkie-talkie friend where she was going to sell out somebody, and then I think she was going to try to take the helicopter. Somebody has a helicopter now, which is absurd also.
Somebody says Janice is her name.
Janice. That's her stupid name. So stupid Janice finds almost dead Rick. And then Janice, like, changes her mind. Okay, I'm not going to jack the helicopter now. I'm going to save Rick's life. So she says, I've got an important cargo. I need to save this guy. So she saves Rick, and Rick flies off in a helicopter and apparently lives. Which, you sell me this whole time, Rick's damn... I mean, I guess it's you threw me a curveball, which in a way is good. But the whole point of The Walking Dead, the only thing that made it good for a while was they had a willingness to just kill people. Major characters.
Yeah.
They didn't care.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, you think this guy's a major character? Guess what? It's like kind of like Game of Thrones.
And yeah, it was fun early. But when I ejected is when there were like 4 episodes in a row where they're just walking and talking during season 4. And I'm like,
that's the whole god dang show. That's the entire show.
Well, I'm like,
them walking and going place to place. And, oh, there's some zombies. Let's hit them in the head and keep walking.
But, like, the first season was so great, and the second season was good. And then it started evolving into episode 55 minutes of 5 minutes of wow. And it did that for a little while. And then it got into 60 minutes of what the bleep. So I quit watching. I've kind of followed the storyline, mainly because people are still interested in it. But, yeah. Not for me.
Yeah, they're going to turn Rick Grimes post Walking Dead into three movies. Because I guess at the end of the the flashback.
What?
Oh, I can see the anger building in your face. Let me finish this. So between when he left, he's leaving the Walking Dead show until I guess when he wakes up from that hiatus, I guess at the beginning of the season, that it was 4 years in between that. They're going to take those 4 years apparently and they're going to turn it into three movies. He's not returning to the show, but AMC is working on three movies.
This sounds like a Comic-Cast topic.
Oh, yeah, we talked
about it. Now everybody's telling me it's Jadis.
Jada.
Not Janice.
I'm getting Jada.
No,
I don't know. Something with a J.
I think it's Jadis. I just call her Trash Lady.
I like Trash Lady better.
Much like Game of Thrones, I'll be honest. I watch every episode of Game of Thrones. I love that show. My least favorite thing about it is there's too many characters. That's been my complaint from day one.
And that's fair. And my God, you shouldn't read the books because
yeah, I hear it's
half the characters are in the.
So there's so many characters in that show that I don't know all the characters in Game of Thrones names. And I like that show. I know them by something that they've done or where they live or whatever. I can process. Okay, that guy is him. I don't need to know all their names.
Dragon Lady?
Yeah, Dragon Lady. Yeah,
Red Witch?
Yeah.
The Bastard?
What's Red Witch's real name?
Melisandre.
I never knew that.
But I have a thing for her.
Right.
So, you know, there have been some...
It's all... what's the... what's the Mad King's name?
Aerys.
Didn't know it. I just know the Mad King.
I'm a little more dorky about that show than you, there's no question. Yeah. But... Disco says she feels like you've been hate watching Walking Dead for five years.
Oh, I have been. And if I weren't married, I would be done with that show. But my wife, I will, to her credit, this is the first time where she's been like, I don't like this show as much as I used to. And I'm not trying to be pushy. So I'm just going to be like, yeah, I just keep saying, yeah, it's not really, I don't think it's very good anymore.
See,
and I'm going to wait for her to just say, you know, because she's done this before. She'll just be like, I don't care about this show anymore. I don't want to watch it. And then it's like, okay, clean break. Boom, I'm out. But if I say, can we stop watching the show? I hate it. She'll be like, oh, I've got to finish it out till the end. I don't want that to happen. I just want her to say, like, you know what? This show just doesn't do it for me anymore. Let's not watch it.
We've actually evolved to where there's only a few shows we watch together. Like, we'll try binge watching stuff. And if one of us is like, okay, I'm out on this, and the other one likes it, then... Like, okay, well, you can watch it later.
The deal for us is, like, the only... I spend all my time in the mornings watching recorded sporting events and things like that. And when... Or game film, whatever it is. I'm watching something to do with sports.
Yeah.
And then often at night, I'm watching live games. So the only chance that we have to watch TV together is, like, the nights where there's no sports on. And so I kind of give her the free rein on those nights. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess it just works out because we have different enough schedules. Like, she can get home and watch whatever she wants to watch before I get home.
Yeah.
And I can always tell when she's pissed at me because I'll come home and Grey's Anatomy will be 15 minutes in. And I'm like, dude, really? Really? It's like, what the hell did I do now?
Now, if you don't get off on The Walking Dead now, they're planning on going through 12 seasons.
How many are they on now?
9.
Oh, God. And three movies?
Yes.
Oh, no. Yeah, like I said, I'm playing the long game here and just hoping for her to eject.
You got three more seasons and three more movies.
Not only that, but they made a whole nother series off of it.
Fear the Walking Dead.
And then they had characters cross over, like leave one show and go to the other. I mean, good God, it's too much. It's too damn much. And I always think back to when we used to have Matty Roach on the show.
Yeah.
And he would talk about how the director of Banshee was like his biggest worry when he did that show was that they would let it go on too long. And he was so paranoid about that they probably cut it shorter than it should have been. Whoever created The Walking Dead, they don't care about that. They're like, hey, this show, we never thought it was going to make this kind of money. And you can tell, like, the budget on season one is nothing. And it made so much money that they were like, oh, man, we better start like making some drawings on napkins and come up with storylines. And then when they can't come up with storylines, guess what? They still roll out episodes where they're just walking around talking about, man, or they'll have like a whole episode where basically they're only replaying scenes from four seasons ago. And it's like how this guy's feeling about reliving these memories. It is the laziest show. It is horribly written. It's horribly acted. It's just trash. And I watch it every GD week. It is.
Oh, man. I know better than to take a sip of water before AJ goes on a rant. Because I almost spit it all over the computer.
To that, I say, hey, man, f*** that.
Hey, Central Ohio. The Nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the Nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.